This here's Bird Note. Now, we got cowboys and cowgirls, but did you know we also have cowbirds? Back in the days when the buffalo roamed, brown-headed cowbirds, looking a lot like blackbirds, but with a shiny green-black body and that brown head they're named for, followed the buffalo herds. As the buffalo wandered across the prairies, they stirred up insects that the cowbirds ate. And since the buffalo didn't stay long in one place, cowbirds didn't have time to build a nest and tend to the business of raising young. The birds solved that problem by laying eggs in other birds' nests and letting those other parents raise their young. The cowbird eggs often hatch before their adoptive siblings, and the young cowbirds outcompete their nest mates for food. Over the years, humans have settled just about everywhere and brought with them cows. And along came the cowbirds. One female cowbird can lay up to 40 eggs in one season, usually spread over the nests of many smaller birds, including warblers, juncos, and thrushes. Some warblers are having a hard time reproducing, given all the cowbirds they end up raising. It seems the warblers have good reason for some discouraging words. BirdNote.org. I'm Chester Wrangler.